Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified. Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Ramble.
I'm not like, yes, ghosts are real. But every once in a while, you think you see someone standing in the stairs over there. And then my friend in the living room goes, oh, you mean the person that stands in the stairs over there?
It's not a matter of politics at all. It's like, oh, you're a human? Okay, you deserve to be treated like a human. That's not a political statement. Has anything changed for you guys?
I mean, I'm like, I'm just somebody's mom. Like, that's where I'm at.
And we all went out to Akbar, which is a club out here. Akbar has a pretty cool selection of, like, selection. That's gross. Variety of people. Yeah. That's what gay bars are, though. Am I right? A selection of people.
So what's the deal? Every few weeks changing my sheets? What's the big deal?
Okay. One, you're disgusting.
No.
Well, I'm guilty of having gone a long time, but at least I acknowledge it's disgusting. But I change my sheets once a week because I'm like sweating. I'm crying almost nightly.
And your tears smell like shit, Monica.
Well, do you have your own laundry set up?
Yeah,
I do, but...
Okay.
But before I did, when I was taking my laundry to a laundromat, I still changed my sheets once a week.
God damn.
That's...
I've never had to go to a laundromat, but...
What?
like the one... I go to the complex laundry, but I've never gone to like a establishment.
Mm. Oh, it's good. I mean, probably not right now, but yeah, in general, probably. Like it's nice to have nothing else to do. Like to just sit there.
It is weirdly meditative to just like sit there and watch everyone else be like, as they, you know, spend 3 or 4 hours doing all of their laundry. Mm-hmm. I do my sheets every 2 weeks only because I'm lazy. It's not the best. I wish it was every week, but like I got to use quarters. I got to go downstairs. It's a whole thing.
Right.
And it's...
I'll say every 2 to 3 weeks. Sometimes, because like I don't be getting that dirty, bro. Like, I'm sorry. Also, if it's just me in there, like for the most part, like I'm not really like worried, and I change my pillowcases like much more often.
I think the actual question is, do we shower before bed or do we shower in the morning? Because if you wash before you get in the bed, then that bed is not going to get nearly as dirty as it would all the way around.
I shower in the morning and I go to bed sweaty. But
same.
I think it's fine.
Same.
Because I think it's fine.
You know? So we're all because nasty. That's good.
If I shower at night, my hair is wrong. Like, and it's not that it's ever fully right, but it's closer to right. I will say, though, that I share my bed with my wife and then my two dogs.
Yeah.
During a break from work, I walked into my bedroom and my dog Dexter just had like a big old boner just like standing on the bed.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, yep, time to change.
Woo! Oh my God.
I don't know what he was doing with that. He just looked at me real guilty and then... I like kind of looked at him and like walked to the bathroom and his eyes followed me and he was like embarrassed, but also mad that I walked in on whatever.
This
is truly a 12-year-old child. Like that's just a 12-year-old discovering everything.
It is actually his 11th birthday today. So
aww.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Enough to chat about how disgusting we are, plus our dogs.
Yes.
Welcome to the Smoshcast. I'm sorry my burps are out of control this morning, but I am joined today by Monica Vasandani and Tommy Bo.
Hey.
Gang, gang, gang.
Gang, gang, gang.
Monica's wearing our new merch that I'm actually very excited about.
Heck yeah.
Tis I, lesbian at this table. Which is came from the fan fiction reading.
Yes.
And we have the shirt in two colors on the Smosh store now. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'm pretty sure we don't have a Smosh.store anymore. It's all on Smosh.com, baby. Yeah, we have the shirt in black and we have the shirt in a nice light blue. I also have the light blue here. I want to get the black one. Just feel like that's like more me, you know, like sad boy.
I pushed hard for the light blue because personally I own a ton of black shirts.
Yeah, I know.
So this was like just for me.
I think two colors isn't that crazy, you know? There's also like different styles. People got different tastes. They may want the tis I, but like, but I really hate that color. Yeah.
Wait, let me write this down.
People have different styles. Yeah, so this is the Pridecast. You know what it is. In case you guys forgot, we're still here and we're still queer. Nothing has changed.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, the world's crazy right now, but the Pride March had just happened a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. The big old Pride March with BLM. Everybody was marching. I'm really bummed that we couldn't go, but gotta stay safe out here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you go?
No.
I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah.
I mean, for everyone that's listening, to clarify, because we're filming and we're going to be with a lot of people, we're taking the unfortunate but safe choice of not marching because we don't want to accidentally catch the Rones and give it up to everyone at once.
Absolutely. Like when some of us, the Smoshcast, went protesting, that was obviously a huge risk. Luckily, a bunch of us got tested and came back negative. It is dangerous. And some people were actually upset in the comments of the photos posted being like, what the frick? You guys are like at high risk right now. But, you know, there was a lot at stake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people who are constantly at high risk. So when it comes to human rights, do what you got to do.
The stores near me are open. Like, open.
It's so
open.
Wild.
It makes me nervous.
It makes me nervous, too.
There's like, people are just not wearing masks.
No. Everyone's just kind of like, okay, well, doopy-doop.
And it's eating like, in restaurants, just like, hey, how many people have drank out of this glass today? Because I would like to put my lips on that glass.
This glass right here. There's these two girls outside the store, like, holding their phone and the mask just, like, in their hand as if it's, like, an accessory. And then would walk into a store as if, like, yeah, I'm wearing a mask. It's fine. I don't get it. I don't know when I'll feel like fully like calm about going out.
Yeah.
Oh, never.
I think it'll take a vaccine or some kind of, I heard there was like a antibody like potion that they give like older, I don't know. There's just all sorts of like fun science fiction ideas going around. But I feel like we've got the medicine support.
Yeah, some sort of vaccine.
Extra time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully we can go back to normal. But the good and bad news about all of this is I'm stoked that the normal is different. I'm stoked that everyone is a lot more awake to our government and general injustice in that department. Like, I know people around me and it took me for this moment to truly get pissed off. Which it was too late to get pissed off, but at least we're pissed off now, right?
Yeah, the time is now.
Exactly. So I'm stoked that change has happened. As for like medicine, I mean, people in like China have been wearing masks
forever
for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, Olivia has been posting on her Instagram story on planes when she was traveling. Like, she's been wearing masks since '88.
Yeah, like, and I get sick every time I fly. I'm like, I should have been doing this the whole time.
Yeah, I should have been wearing a mask because I'm like a little baby when it comes to getting sick. I feel like I just have no immune system. I get everything. Yeah, a little scary to realize like how disgusting I've been. Like just like touching stuff and then touching my face.
I have allergies, but it's like, it's allergies where I sneeze and my eyes water and that's it. And so I have a nasty habit of touching the outer corners of my eyes like constantly, but washing hands helps.
Yeah, I'm allergic.
Just a heads up. You guys might hear my dogs barking because they like to do that.
Love that.
But hopefully Kevin will be able to, you know, edit some of that out if possible and then just replace it with himself going, ah.
Just, Kevin, delete the dogs, please.
I would love if every time the dogs barked, we just heard Kevin like whispering instead.
Going, Kevin's hello. Got a nice voice.
He does have a nice voice.
Kevin going, hello, 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 hello,
hey,
hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello, hey, hey. So how are you guys doing? Anything on your mind?
Monica?
Honestly, close to nothing is on my mind. Feel like just super overwhelmed constantly.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm trying to, you know, like I'm super lucky. I'm employed. I have a wonderful family. I live in a comfortable home. Both of the dogs just got baths, so everybody's smelling good. At first, the like lack of human interaction was really upsetting to me. And then I kind of got used to it, but it still sucks. And then now I feel like I'm not doing enough for the Black Lives Matter movement because I'm not able to protest. My kid is in daycare. And so I can't like risk bringing protest germs to his daycare. I also have a weakened immune system like medically right now. So I've just been like reading a lot of things that make me feel shitty, but I feel like are important to read.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That's part of it. Like I'm reading Between the World and Me by, I might not say his name right, but Ta-Nehisi Coates. And that's pretty heavy. It's basically a letter from him to his 15-year-old son about what it's like to be Black in America. And then just like articles that are bummers, but I'm kind of hopeful that things are changing. So
that, I mean, just in that first week, so much stuff that probably wouldn't have happened was able to happen because of the spirit that everyone had. I can totally relate on not feeling like you're doing enough. I'm very, very privileged in that I have a job and I'm able to visit my family and I have a therapist that I talk to weekly. And I talk to her a lot about how I feel like I'm not doing enough. And it actually starts to show through in my other day-to-day life of like, I'm trying to be as best as I can at what I'm doing with this movement, trying to do it and be as knowledgeable and make sure I'm posting things that are factual and true and actually helpful. At the same time, I'm like, it's affecting my relationships as like, I'm too anxious. I'm just anxious all the time of like making sure everyone's okay. Cause like, that's what this movement is about right now. Is like making sure everyone is on board and everyone is informed and okay. I'm waiting on so many books to be delivered. Social media is, especially in these last couple of days, it's been really scary. Yeah. And like it definitely like has affected me. Like last night, I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do this podcast today because like, you know, it's pride, but it's like, it's different. And this, I'm still like, I have never been to any events to like celebrate being queer yet. Mm-hmm. Like still haven't. I'm so lucky that I have the support system that I have. And I was thinking about last night, it's so important to have like a support system of people that have different voices and are have like different things to give you emotionally, because if you're just surrounded by a bunch of the same people that are just yes manning you all the time, like it's not going to be helpful in the long run. So I'm glad we have the team that we have, you know, and I think we're getting even more and more people involved that are awesome.
Well said, Courtney.
Yeah.
Thanks. I've been reading a lot and taking ginkgo biloba.
Can I tell you what? I went down a weird rabbit hole that I just want to mention, which was gays for Trump on Twitter.
What?
I don't know how I saw the tweet. I think this comedian, Danny Fernandez, posted, retweeted a tweet that was these two guys, like, kissing on a boat with, like, Trump flags that were like, thanks for fighting for our rights, but it wasn't satire. And I tripped out hard on that. So,
oh my gosh. I feel like when you stumble across right wing people's content, I feel like I'm finding someone else's underwear and I'm like, oh, oh my goodness. Is this?
Why does this have skid marks?
What is this? Why is it ripped up? I always feel so strange. And you like feel like you're getting in on a secret just hearing other people's opinions. Because like on social media, I feel like I'm always just being fed stuff that I agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good news in the gay world, I guess, since we are the topic. I don't have all my details straight because I've been in an editing hole, but I had a brief hour yesterday where I was like, oh, hey, something good happened. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, passed or decided. I don't know what the court, I don't know what the term is. LGBT people, and it's actually like inclusionary and with trans people, which is, I think, the most important part of this.
Yes.
Can no longer be fired from their jobs.
Yes.
Because they are trans, or because you are gay, or because whatever LGBT.
Right. It was still legal in, I think, 26 states, but now federally it is no longer legal. And that's wonderful. It just, it's so crazy, that news coming like hot on the heels of the news about healthcare specialists being able to discriminate and elect to not treat transgender people. The Obama administration had, like, in the language of like gender, they have defined it like not just as biological sex. The Trump administration has pushed for that to be just biological sex, like in terms of certain coverage. And that's not like necessarily just gender reaffirming or gender affirming treatments. People can be transgender people can be denied healthcare at all.
The New York Times says Supreme Court rules civil rights law protects gay and transgender workers. Trump was doing all this stuff with trans rights, and I was like, damn, he's really trying to go out with the bang, huh? Mm-hmm. He, like, with all that stuff, like, but I'm sure, like, I don't know how long those things take in the legal system to move. I mean, since he's doing executive orders left and right, I don't know what the speed on those is. But this is the most in my life I've ever felt, like, close to or, like, physically or emotionally affected by politics. And, like, a lot of this stuff isn't even political. It's, like, it's just straight up human rights. Like, it's not...
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a matter of politics at all. It's like, oh, you're a human? Okay, you deserve to be treated like a human. That's not a political statement. Like, yeah, that's the one thing I've been debating a lot with family, or at least trying to. Because, you know, Twitter and Instagram, I'm like, yeah, these kids get it. Or if there's people that disagree, the community's handling it. But I've had family that are trying to nitpick so many things and just ignoring the big picture. And I've had some rough arguments with family to the point where people are hanging up on each other. Like, relationships are changing, like, different opinions. They were like, you know, we're entitled to our different opinions. And I was like, you know, racism isn't really something that you can have an opinion on. Like, I just, as long as we can agree that racism is bad.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to say because, like, I'm just like, there's so much that needs to be done. But I'm like, as long as we can agree on that, then we'll be okay. Like, that's like, ultimately, long term, we'll be okay. Yeah, I've had some rough conversations with family where I end up feeling defeated and I didn't feel good about the conversation and I didn't win. I mean, you're not going to win. You're never going to win. Like, even if it ends poorly and you feel like you've lost, that person that you talk to is going to go to sleep thinking about the things you said.
It's battles within a war.
Exactly.
You might lose the battle, but the war could be won over time.
Yeah.
It's so hard though to, you know, have a productive conversation with somebody who believes that only the things they already believe are true and everything else is just a lie. Like, rather than being like, oh, here are two sets of what I believe are facts. Like, it's, you can't, you know, argue with someone who's just going to be like, everything you tell me is fake. All media is fake unless it's coming from the people that I trust. And then if they say something that I don't believe in, then, you know, they're fake as well.
Yeah. It's like confirmation bias has been up the wall lately.
Hey, Tommy, is your closet a little bit open?
Is that what's happening back there? That is what's happening back there.
Is that a choice you made?
I mean, at the end of the day, yes. But No, because I have a problem where I am gifted a lot of clothes and I buy a lot of clothes, and by gift, it's like Goodwill stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. So I just never throw anything away or donate anything. Or so there's just, try and imagine the most laundry you've ever imagined, double it and stuff it back there. That can't close because it can't close.
Vibes.
Right. Yeah.
I was hoping that was the situation. Yeah, there was some physical thing in the way.
It is literally that. It is my fourth laundry hamper. I have four buckets of laundry that are about 4 feet tall. That one is all the way full and sticking out of my closet. Thank you for pointing that out.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
I have a nasty habit of leaving drawers and cabinets open.
Oh.
Interesting.
It's a new thing that I've noticed about myself in this new apartment that I've been in for almost a year now. I just leave shit open.
It would be great if your apartment was haunted, but you were like, oh, I guess I'm just dumb and I leave it open. But the ghost is like trying spooky. To do everything they can. You're like, I guess I left all the chairs stacked upside down.
I was just about to say that. It's like, man, did I stack all the chairs upside down again?
Oh my gosh, my couch is on the ceiling again. I'm so silly.
There's goo everywhere. Mysterious goo. Oops.
My lotion, I guess. Yeah, no, I actually had my sister saged my apartment recently because I wasn't sure if my apartment was haunted, but I also just I'm just like getting sick of my place and just needed to refresh the energy. I see that smirk, Monica.
Sorry, I forgot you could see me.
I don't hardcore like believe in that stuff, but I'm not opposed to it. And if it's like not gonna hurt me, then like I'm down. Like I use incense.
Yeah,
it's up there.
Well, incense doesn't. I don't think incense does anything for ghosts.
It makes.
I'm in the same boat as
smells good.
Ooh, like you know, I won't spin your head around. Instead, I'll take a breather.
This girl has great taste. Sorry, go.
No. I'm in the same boat as you where I don't like, where I'm not like, yes, ghosts are real. But I'm not like, nah. There's some, I mean, this current room that I'm in, this apartment has had some stuff happen. Don't know the cause. Yeah.
Oh my God.
There has been a moment where me and my roommate went and followed the thing with the Palo Santo and the, sage and went through every corner and like said, this is not your space, please leave.
What?
Yeah. Oh.
What are you willing to talk about what's happened? Oh my God.
I'm trying to like make sure I hit all the points and condense it and don't just ramble on because I can. So it started off with, we had one of those trash cans that has the top that swings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little swingy tops?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, my roommate and I would just hear a, and then would look over and it would just be swinging. So we're like, that's interesting that no one touched it, but it's swinging. Huh. So we logged that away. And then standing in my kitchen, if you're facing, you can like face out in the living room, stand in my kitchen. To the back right is the stairs to go upstairs. My roommates, both of their bedrooms are upstairs. Mine's downstairs with the kitchen and living room. So I have my friend over. My roommate's also in the kitchen with me. We're talking. And I'm like, every once in a while, my roommate's Brandon. And I was like, Brandon, do you feel the same way every once in a while when you're in the kitchen? You think you see someone standing in the stairs over there, like over in the corner. And he goes, yeah, I do. And then my friend in the living room goes, oh, you mean the person that stands in the stairs over there? And I was like,
oh! I got chills just now.
I know. So there's that. And then fast forward, middle of the night.
No.
Yep. Oh, this is cliche. Middle of the night. I'm in my bed. My room's a little, I changed how it's set up, so don't reference this. I'm in my bed, and then I hear what sounds like maybe 15-pound rat or something scampering in like the corner of my room in the ceiling, which doesn't make sense because of how the layout of the vents are. And so I like opened my door and there was nothing there, and it was still going like, and I was like, that's so weird. And so I was just kind of like, all right. And so I'm laying in my bed staring at where the sound is coming from. The sound travels diagonally, which is not a vent, toward me in my room. The sound stops. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then my bathroom door goes,
no!
Yup. So the next day, and my roommate Brandon was like, what was that sound? And I was like, okay, so I'm not insane.
No!
So then we saged and did the thing, and we were like, please leave, you know, like, this is not your space. And I tried to be very polite. I was like, hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I know this sucks, but like, you're dead. And like, this is my space now? I'm like, sorry. The following day, the picture frames in my living room were off the wall.
What?
Since then, there has not been a lot of ghost activity.
Oh my gosh.
However, every once in a while when I'm on my computer and I have my headphones in and I'm editing, I feel like there's something over there. But that's
How long has it been since you did the procedure?
Probably a year now.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably due for a refresh.
Oh, so you have renewed the lease.
Oh yeah. Since... No, it's
okay.
I'm paying low price for this big white room.
Oh,
I'm not leaving.
Oh my gosh. Dude, that's terrifying. See, for me, I don't know what it was. My mom ingrained in me, like, telling ghost stories or doing Ouija boards or rituals or anything is, like, not okay. Even talking about them is not okay because that encourages the spirits to come in and hurt you. Like, she's like, it's bad to talk about spirits that way. And so, like, I get nervous even talking about them. I cannot watch ghost movies. I've talked about that before. I can't watch Paranormal Activity. None of that shit. I can't do it because it's just, like... You don't know if it's real. I'm pretty sure spirits are real, dude. I believe it. Like, Shane's a very smart dude. He's had some scary experiences, and yet he still is like, there's science. And I'm like, yeah, there's science, but also there's ghosts. I'm lucky. I've never really had anything spooky happen to me like that in my life. Knocking on wood for myself now. Monica, have you ever had anything like that?
No, but I'm oblivious to things like that. But also, like, I'm in this weird space where I'm like, no, I don't believe that. But like, if there is a weird sound, then I'm like, oh no, I'm so scared. like, I'm a big baby, but I don't know, like, what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
But also, like, my wife will often point out to me, like, oh, there's a weird sound. And I'm like, huh? Like, what weird sound? And so... I'm maybe too dumb to be haunted.
Interesting.
I mean, if you're having the reaction, you're having a fight or flight to weird sounds. You at least have that ingrained in you.
Right. Or like sometimes she doesn't do this anymore, but she used to like fuck with me a little bit and be like, oh, there's, you know, like something like the old woman ghost. And I'm like, what? What old woman ghost?
Oh my God.
I'm in the same boat as you with the no Ouija board, Courtney.
Yeah, no.
Never. There's never a reason to play with the Ouija board. Why?
Exactly.
It is an open invitation. Like, so what if it might not be real? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Why even give it a chance? Yeah. There's like a 1% chance I could fall off my balcony. This is a horrible metaphor. I'm just not realizing. Uh-huh, but
it's fine.
If there was a 1% chance I could fall off my balcony, I'm not going to go up on my balcony. You know what I mean? Like, why take that chance?
Nobody's ever like, hey, I did a Ouija board and then this like ghost left me all this money and like made me a smoothie. And like they're not helping you out.
Yeah, exactly. Then, like,
Shane has said like it was literally like a game, like a toy.
He did it?
Game. No. Like he's just saying the way it was invented as just like a gag, like a gag game. But like, you know how there's like some horror stories or horror movies where it's like, yeah, it started as a story, but the story manifested it to be real. Like if you put that intention and energy towards something, I used to watch Long Island Medium and I've heard that it's actually garbage. I've heard that it's actually a lot of it can be garbage. Like,
yeah.
But she was like, I can't, this tattoo parlor, what's wrong? I feel something is wrong here. And then she's like, oh, there's a Ouija board on the wall over there. That's a portal. You need to get rid of it. Like, it's like a portal to the other side.
I mean, maybe it's like, you know, when you don't see or think of a thing until like someone points it out to you, then you see it everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's like everybody is occupying the space of being too dumb to like notice and too oblivious. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, now that I've done the Ouija board, I'm paying attention to everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm hearing the weird footstep sounds. And like, I notice that all the cabinets are open.
Spooky.
I love spooky stuff. That's why I know. That's why I'm like, so what if the ghost is here? Like, there's part of me that's like, this is fun. I don't know. There's something like exciting about it all.
Yeah, dude. It's interesting. As long as they're not trying to hurt you. I've been scared of like waking up with scratches or something.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Monica,
huh?
Congrats on the freaking change of title, by the way.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Head Writer now.
Yeah.
Do you refer yourself to a Mrs.?
I guess if somebody were to ask. Nobody asks.
Yeah.
Hey, Monica, I got something to ask you. What's your abbreviation?
Yeah, that's what it is when you like fill out those legal documents.
Doctor.
Yeah, that's right.
Dr. That's not true.
That's right.
Dr. Head Writer over here.
I want to be a duke.
Ah, a duke. You'll
be a little dookie.
What happened
to you? You'll be a little dookie.
Oh, what's up? It's me, little dookie. What happened to royal titles, you know, like Esquire and stuff? What's up, Kevin?
Hey, I'm here. I actually had a topic I wanted to have discussed a little bit. So
please.
This is a 1-year anniversary, by the way, for you guys.
Uh-huh. Oh.
From last year's podcast. So I think it'd be great if you guys talked about that and how things have changed from that podcast and the conversations you had to now.
I can't even remember what we talked about back then.
Yeah, I did not.
I remember I was very new to the community
mm-hmm.
a year
mm-hmm.
ago.
Mm-hmm. And you've put a label on yourself now, right? Like you've identified with something.
Pansexual, yes. When I first like came out, I don't like labels is not something for me personally. Like if someone were to accidentally call me a he or like, or refer to me as someone said, tis I, the lesbian at this table. I am like, I'm just like fully, I don't care. Like labels don't matter to me. And then like, you can call me whatever you want. You know, like there are people on the internet who call me a bitch. Like, you know, like I don't like mm-hmm. people are going to refer to me however they want to refer to me. Like I know where I am. And like even that I'm still like figuring out all the time. But it's just when people want to people like to try and understand or sometimes people just really want to be respectful and refer to you the way that you want to be referred, which like makes complete sense. And like, there are people who stand for being referred to in the way that they specifically want to be referred to. And that's okay too. I think that there's a level of forgiveness that needs to be there. But yeah, I officially tweeted, I said I came out as pansexual a year ago. Cause bisexual is two sexes, like being attracted to two sexes, male and female. But pansexual is like apparently like a sub level of that, of saying like I multiple sexes, like including gender fluid and trans
right and not
people.
Multiple sexes, multiple genders,
multiple genders. Yes. Yeah, I mean there are people with multiple sexes on their body too. I don't know,
that's true. Yeah, sex people for sure.
I might If I met one, who knows? I might think they're very hot. I don't know. I'm just like, I think I've just like officially left that door open because it's crazy. Like looking back when you look on your past, you're like, oh yeah, now that I know this about myself, so many things about my past make sense. But yeah, I officially said pansexual because bisexual doesn't quite fit it. Realizing like pansexuality is it's like I'm attracted to the energy. There's obviously like physical features that I think are sexy and things like that. But like, it's something I also realized with like, when I was in school, and this I might not be fully educated in these thoughts, it's just something that I've been thinking about is like, I didn't like really recognize until like after the fact that I had a lot of friends of color. And I like, it's not that I didn't see color. It was that I wasn't aware of cultural differences. I was friends with the people because of their energy and I didn't recognize, like something I realized about my life is like the culture I was raised in, the culture I had was being unaware of other people's cultures, like being in the Mormon religion, like it's very one type of person. And like, I realized it wasn't that I didn't see color. It's like, I assumed everyone had the same privilege as me. Everyone has the same life opportunities as me. Everyone's the same. Like I didn't recognize that until like when I joined the real world and like left my bubble of a hometown. But I was friends with people or I'm attracted to people because of the energy they give off. Still trying to figure it out. I also maybe some of those things were very naive that I said, but you know, still got books to read. But yeah. Has anything changed for you guys? Like,
you want to go, Monica, or do you want me to go?
Nothing has changed. Tommy?
Well, I mean, your child is older.
Oh, I thought you meant in terms of
like your sexuality.
Of like
my identity.
No. I'm even more gay now.
I mean, I'm like, I'm just somebody's mom. Like that's where I'm at. I feel like that's what I feel like most of the time. Cause now I'm like, ugh, toddlers. that's just where my head is at all the time. What has changed for me in the last year? I moved.
You're in a home. You're a house lady.
Yeah. Yeah. We bought a house. I only got to do it because I had help from my parents. That's made me think a lot about generational poverty, how lucky I am. Everything's different, but the same.
Same, but different.
Yeah.
I actually have not a question, just like a kind of an idea or like a thing to explore specifically with your universe, Monica. I am a homosexual, but my parents are both.
Tommy's fucking hams over here.
My parents are both, you know, just run of the mill straight couple.
Mm-hmm.
Your kid is being raised in a lesbian household. That's very cool in my eyes. Do you feel that's so cool? Do you have any kind of like plans or ideas of like talking about that with him? Is it kind of just like he's kind of being raised in a world where this is more normal? There might not need to be a conversation.
I mean, we have a lot of like books that talk about like all the different kinds of families, and like some families have two parents, some families just have one, some are, you know, two dads, some are two moms. So we have like three or four books that kind of talk about different types of families, but I think he's already tracking that he has two moms because he gets really excited on the two moms pages.
Aww.
And like books that have
Aww.
Two moms. My concern is like having a positive male role model for him, especially right now when we're not seeing anyone.
Yeah.
So I'm also... like, I don't know how we're going to teach him how to pee standing up. Like, and I don't know how important that is. So I don't know, but it's weird if I'm just like, hey, Tommy, can you come over and teach my son how to pee? Can he just watch you pee a couple times?
I mean, can I give you a day rate for
pee time?
I don't know, that feels pee-pee gross. Time. I don't want to pay
for
my son to watch you pee.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say, you have time. You have like the first 5 years are like what really counts for a kid. But PP times there's a window there, right? I mean, he can learn that anytime, right?
Also, I only pee standing up when I'm in a public bathroom. Otherwise, I'm sitting my ass down, I'm pulling my phone out, and I am
chilling
out.
Yeah, why would you not sit down when you can? Like, I'm not gonna stand right next to a chair to do a task.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yes, exactly. Also, like, then I don't know. I think I poop a lot, like whenever I want. So it's like when you pee, you can just, and you're sitting down, you can just go.
Yeah, because if you're just standing, don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen.
You're limiting your bodily functions, you know? Yeah,
exactly. And imagine how stupid you'll feel shitting your pants while you're standing up and peeing.
So
yeah,
dumb.
Dude. Yeah.
Super.
Pee-pee shark, cut that out. Worst. Yeah, I might want to cut out this me saying I poop a lot. I don't know. I will say, I was just looking, Kevin found the topics from the previous pod. The Pride Pod.
Yeah.
We talked about our coming out stories, our first kisses, kind of touched on first kisses, the Smosh's unsavory history with LGBTQ plus characters. Mm-hmm. I still feel like we can get more into that, even more. I mean, there's no enough, you know, but I think that could be cool. We do occasionally still have like queer characters. I think we recently had a female couple.
Yeah, we try to put them into a lot of the scripts. I don't know, like, if it's like we're trying to just get an accurate snapshot of different types of mm-hmm. couples and trying to normalize those relationships to be like, yeah. Here is, you know, a queer couple, but that's not the thing.
The focus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just like normalizing that it's a thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's a thing that you see and that exists mm-hmm. and like, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I like that.
Because I don't know where you're at, Tommy, but like, I don't know, with my wife, like I don't think about it all the time that we're like two women. I'm not like mm-hmm. constantly yeah. tracking.
I'm in the same boat with, well, I guess that's what's changed in my world since our last podcast. I think, yeah, no, I definitely was single back then. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
I think.
I had a quick little relationship that came and went, and then I re-met Kevin because we had gone on a date way, way long ago. And
really?
Then it didn't time out. I wasn't grown enough yet. I didn't have my like shit together life-wise, which I still don't, but it's at least more planned.
Yeah.
And he's always been pretty put together, but aged and adult Kevin is hot. Yeah, so time feels so bizarre in quarantine because it's been like 3 months now or so. We're hit. Wait, is today? What's today? I'm gonna check on the date.
Oh, it's
today. June 16th. Today is our, not that I'm this person. I am not this person. However, it is our seven month anniversary today.
Aww.
Cute.
And it's been 3 months of quarantine.
Yeah, exactly. That's like 9 months of regular time.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, because he's been the one person that we've been each other's person that we're like, we will breathe at each other. And so we're both very cautious and, mm-hmm. you know, being responsible for each other in a way. But
that's very sweet. Kevin's great. I really like him.
He's so great. I like that he's more personable and talkative than I am. I can just kind of like take a back seat and let him like be the personality. And I'm like, haha, and this thing. And then they're like, hey, Tommy's great. And I'm like, yeah. It's, you know, to loop it all back in, like, Kevin and I are still white men. Like, yes, we're gay, but like, gay white men are just white men at this point. So yeah, it doesn't, there's never a moment that I'm like, wait, I'm gay. That's different. It's so, especially in LA, very, yes. Never bounces off my radar.
Yeah.
Bounces on, I don't know.
Dude, that's the weird thing about, I won't say exactly where I live now, but like in the suburbs, in the valley,
yeah.
Is when we were in the city and we would walk around, everything was like totally chill, you know, like people would wave and smile and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And now I've noticed that like when I would take my kid for walks around the neighborhood, some people just like I'll wave and say hi and some people are not interested in doing that because my neighborhood is really diverse in that like there are people of all different like mm-hmm. ages and races, but I don't think there's any sort of gay community here. And whoa. There's also a lot of like old conservative white people who, you know, are not down, which is very weird because I've been in this like sheltered bubble of being in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, nah, this is chill. And then I forgot what things are like in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Dang. That's wild. Yeah, I made a sign of the Black Lives Matter fist for when I protested. And at first I didn't think I was going to be able to protest. And I was like, well, maybe I can like put it in my window or something. But I genuinely, where I live in this like small complex, I don't know if they would there are families and like people in the complex that I don't think that they would be comfortable with that. So
that's like, so crazy that saying Black Lives Matter is like,
yeah,
that people would be upset about that.
I think they like take it as like it's intimidating. For a while, a lot more people like didn't get it. So maybe it seems like I'm asserting a sort of dominance or something by putting that, because like my apartment overlooks everyone else's, and so like I'm above everyone with my sign. There is the unit below me has a Bernie sign in their window, so I don't know.
I mean, I think about that a lot because I've thought about, you know, putting some sort of sign like on our window or
like a flag of some kind.
And I've been grappling with my fear of like, okay, I have a neighbor like two houses down who's like very much a cop, like it's a cop family. And they make me nervous. They have like, you know, all of the like big trucks with like I bleed blue stickers and stuff like that. And I'm like, are they going to then retaliate in some way? And then also, how much of a coward am I for not wanting to do that when there are people who constantly face that fear and that violence simply just by walking for living outside in their own bodies? Then like, so I think that maybe it's time to be like, all right, we have security cameras, so let's just make this statement. And then
I can understand it being nervous because you're newer to the neighborhood. It doesn't feel like it's as much like your territory yet. You've entered their neighborhood. Like that says a lot. Like there are people who can't even do that. Like not even, like no chance. What would you put?
I mean, I would probably, like, we have a front window that faces out. I would probably just want to hit like a small rainbow flag in one corner and a small Black Lives Matter in the other and call it a day. I want to ACAB and abolish ICE and like really go for it. But that's, I think, asking for my house to get vandalized. Who knows how many other neighbors are cops.
I've thought about getting like car stickers, but I'm like, dude, I'm going to get keyed. I feel like I'm going to get keyed or something.
You're going to get pulled over because they can do that for whatever reason they want to manufacture. So then you're making yourself a target.
Just put it, because I have like my dad's firefighter stickers there too. So what will that do? Because that, people with firefighter stickers, it definitely affects how you're treated by cops.
Dude, if you had a firefighter sticker next to an all cops are bastards sticker, I would love that.
I'm thinking about it now. I officially like paid off my car during quarantine. I have the pink slips and everything now. It's mine.
Good for you.
So screw it if it gets keyed. Did you guys have shoot dudes that you wanted to present today?
Present, Monica?
Is this like present to the class?
I don't know if mine qualify as shoot dudes because I didn't realize how embarrassing they were at the time. Yeah, okay. So I don't know. I will say though, I know that in the past you've talked about my text exchange with Shane, the shoot dude that I sent in. Do you guys know about this?
Oh, yeah, where you accidentally sent something.
Tommy,
yeah.
Do you know about this?
Or I don't I tell know you about this. It? Okay. I'll be your audience for
okay,
this.
Let me actually pull up the message so that I can read it to you verbatim. But basically what happened was I was texting Shane and then also texting my wife at the same time.
Uh-oh.
And so I went into the wrong thread. As a little background information, my wife and I have massage night where we listen to a specific podcast and I give her a massage, which is, you know, what you do when you're a married lesbian. So to Shane, I said, I've been avoiding listening to that Noble Blood, but I want to listen. So tonight is massage night. And that was in response to Shane being like, sounds good to me when we set a meeting. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't respond for hours. And I was like, fuck, because he was on set for the Goldbergs that day.
Oh.
And so when I realized my mistake a couple hours later, I was like, oh, no, I realized I said to see you instead of my wife. And now I want to die. Bury me. And then he said that he didn't actually clock the first text because he was on set. So he just kind of looked at it and like was going to worry about it later and would have definitely forgotten about it. And then
had you not called it out?
Yep. And then he, minutes later, walked right into the office and we made eye contact. And I was like, don't fucking, don't say anything.
Oh my God.
I'm not ready to talk about this because that is, it would be better if it were a text, but it was such a like 30 something year old mom level of intimacy. I don't want anyone being a part of.
Yeah, I get that.
Like I was like, oh man, we're going to go for it tonight. Can't wait to see them titties. Like, that helps with the persona that I'm trying to put out into the world. Versus like, it's massage night for my baby girl.
But that's a good persona.
It's sweet.
It's not like cool. It's not cool and it's not hot.
It's not black t-shirt. It's a light baby blue t-shirt.
Yeah. That's what it is.
You're embracing real Monica right
you're
now.
You're a blue tizai.
Yeah.
I don't have a shoot, dude. I've been racking my brain this That's whole right. time since yesterday trying
You've
to
You've been very busy.
Yeah.
Yes, you have. Yeah, I'm very excited. I don't know when the video is going to come out, Tommy, but
I think is it not next week, but the week after?
Maybe. Okay, so it'll come out after
this. By the time
this
is out, yeah, I think it'll come out after this.
Okay, so yeah, guys, Tommy and I did a video together. Very exciting. Maybe perhaps the first of several, depending. Because Tommy is a powerhouse of a person. Both of you guys are. Monica's writing up the wall, and then Tommy's editing and producing up the wall. Mm. But yeah, Tommy and I tried out making a video with Sarah, challenged us to make a song together. And I'm going to leave it at that. I want you guys to see for yourself what the experience was. But Tommy freaking killed it.
You killed it too.
Well, thank you.
You did.
Musically, I so thoroughly enjoy both of you. I cannot wait to see what this is.
It's pretty, like, for, what was it? I think like probably a 4-day turnaround if I'm not counting the weekend.
Yeah.
So it's like from literally beginning to end, it was 4 days. So it's, the quality is pretty tight for the quick little window.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very excited. Music is something I've definitely wanted to pursue on Smosh, like more than anything. So it's exciting. But yeah, so it's okay if you don't have a shoot, dude. I'm trying to think if I have anything that's happened since this last year. Because I remember last time I told the story about that girl who somehow managed to sleep over at my house because my friend ditched me. Remember?
Yeah.
And she like wanted to hook up and I was like, ah! And at that point I was like, I'm as straight as it gets. Little did I know that was incorrect.
I just thought of a shoot, dude, but it's just about me. It's very quick. I was with, it's not really a shoot, dude. I don't know what I'm talking about. I was with a few gay friends of mine and we all went out to Akbar, which is a club out here. And Akbar has a pretty cool selection. That's gross. Like variety of people. Yeah. That's what gay bars are though. Am I right? A selection of
people. Yeah. Yeah. It's a buffet.
It's a buffet. And I think within 5 minutes, maybe 6 minutes of being there, I farted, but it was a full shart. And so I had to wait for the bathroom line because there is one bathroom and the line is long because it's a bunch of people. So I had to wait with
poopy pants,
with my oopy doopies. And then once I got into the restroom, you know, classic, threw away the underwear, cleaned up.
Lil Dookie.
And the person who came in after me, for sure knew. And
Best
story, not too exciting, but oopy doopy.
Kevin says, yeah, that's for sure a shoot, dude. That is a shoot, dude. Lil Dookie, dude. Wow, that's crazy. I still have yet to go to any kind of a gay bar. Haven't done that. Never experienced. Dude, I just like haven't pursued my queerness yet.
I mean, that's why so many queer people, like as soon as they come out and realize who they are, they have that like second adolescence in their 20s where they're like all the shit that straight people did in middle school and high school is like the shit that 20-something year old gays do.
Yeah. For now, it's just like it's all in here. Mm-hmm. I feel like, except for like my style, I feel like has evolved more this last year, with like how I was dressing in videos and stuff. But other than that, I now look back on like old photos of me in high school where I'm like, oh, I was trying extra hard to dress super straight that time mm-hmm. where I was like, I was definitely like a time in my life where I was feeling insecure about myself. And like, I would part my hair in the middle and like wear a skirt and like goddess, like Greek sandals and like, like,
yeah, parted your hair in the middle. I love that.
I can find a photo of like us going to a concert and I'm doing the whole thing. Like, I hate it. I hate it. I found so many photos where I'm like doing the street sorority girl shit. Boy. Like, and it's so, I just look at that. I'm like, who is that? I was going to ask, I guess one last thing. I wanted to know if you guys had any LGBTQ like plus icons or anybody that you really appreciate on social media or just any icons or public figures that you guys really appreciate.
Right now, I'm really enjoying Brittany Nichols. She is a comedian, but right now she is tweeting a lot of stuff about Black Lives Matter. She's a Black woman. Her takes are excellent, especially because she's very passionate. And I think she's very smart in terms of how she analyzes things that are happening. And she's an LA local. And I've, for the first time, really been involved in LA local politics. And so to, you know, get her view on those things is great. And then it's like sprinkled in with a little bit of comedy. So
nice.
Yeah.
I don't iconize anybody. I kind of have like an aversion to being like all in like, oh, but I've been paying attention to, or at least trying, like I'm populating my empty hours with focusing on Black trans people who have, awesome. I guess, more of a reach than an everyday person like us or whatever. But Peppermint, who is on RuPaul's Drag Race, she's been very vocal and talking about, you know, just, I'm just like truly just like absorbing everything and just letting it all, you know, set in. I think there's a podcast that Bob the Drag Queen did with Peppermint that was, it was either a podcast or a video, I can't remember now, but they had a whole discussion. It was very insightful. So I recommend looking through Peppermint stuff. What about you, Courtney?
I've been very much appreciating, well, Bretman Rock. A lot of people know who he is. He's a beauty guru from Hawaii. It was great because very early in this movement this year, or like a few weeks, like before a lot of the influencers were saying anything, he called out influencers being like, hey, if you're being afraid of brand deals or what like followers are gonna, what's gonna happen, like, and that's why you're not saying anything, because you're worried about your brand, then you're mm-hmm. doing something wrong. And he very vocally called that out, and that the video of him, he just did it on his Instagram story, but someone took it and posted it and it like blew up because it was like, it's so important right now as an influencer to use that voice. So I appreciated that. I've always just appreciated him because I love how he goes about his sexuality and puts out whether his femininity or his masculinity, like any day. Like I love that so much about him. Then Eugene Lee Yang mm-hmm. from Try Guys. Really appreciated what he's been doing on social media. Just a musical artist that I very much enjoy, LP. And also my other favorite people of LGBTQ. You guys, bitch. Yeah. Lil Dookie.
Lil Dookie.
Well, thank you guys for coming on. I think that's about our time, right?
I'd say so. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tommy, you're just pulling this out of your ass.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was great. This made me feel good. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do this today, but I appreciate being able to talk to you guys and using our platform to do shit. I don't know, like for more than just making silly videos that ignore the world, you know, because we aren't doing that. That's not what's happening.
I'm proud of us too.
I'm proud of you, Monica, Mrs. Dr. Headwriter.
Dr. Headwriter Esquire.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
What's the first thing you guys are going to do after this ends?
My back of my knees are really sweaty, so I'll probably air those out and then maybe make some food.
I'm going to walk to the corner store and buy a jug of water because I haven't had any water today and my body feels like it's shutting down.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it is shutting down.
Oh, bad boy.
Yeah. Oh, I am going to pee. I've had to pee for so long.
I hope you don't have a stone because of it.
Oh, should I just hold it and make a little?
Yeah,
make a little. Would you wear it
around your neck? Yes, I would.
Okay. Then I'll do it.
Well, good luck with that PP diamond, Monica.
Thank you.
And good luck staying hydrated, Tommy. Thank you guys for listening. And for those watching, thanks for looking at us and also peeping that Tis I t-shirt Monica's wearing. It is on Smosh.com in our store in black and in light blue. And a portion of the proceeds will go to Center for Black Equity, which is a nonprofit organization supporting Black LGBTQ plus communities. So, amazing. So frick yeah. To those watching and listening, we have the audio coming out every Wednesday if you want to listen to us. And then if you want to look at our cute little faces, the full video comes out on Fridays on our Smoshcast YouTube channel. So subscribe. Throw us a rating. We are going to get back into the casual, not, we're going to get back into our usual shoot dudes. So if you guys got shoot dude stories, embarrassing moments, crazy things that happen to you, we got our email, shootdude@smosh.com. That's shoot, S-H-O-O-T, dude, D-O-O-D. At smosh.com. We appreciate how open people have been in submitting stories of very scary, some traumatic stories. We appreciate you trusting us with such personal, vulnerable moments, but we'd like to keep it light here and have some, like, more silly stuff. I know we've had some spooky stuff happen that we're like, oh, we don't want to out you with that. But yeah, if you got some crazy stuff, send it over and we will read them and relate to you and share with the world and laugh about it. So yeah, love you guys.
Love you.
I love you, men.
Men.
I love men.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
Bye.